Consolidation and Control, Elms Haven Sanitarium, California, September 2, 1902. Day by day, I am pressed by the Holy Spirit that the very last messages of warning are now to be given to our people. There is much to be said in regard to establishing what I shall designate as small sanitariums. In no place should a mammoth sanitarium be built up, for a great work is to be done in many places. In planning for new sanitariums, our brethren should reason soundly and solidly and restrain the desire to surprise the world by building up something large in one or two places. In all our great cities, there will be a binding up in bundles by the confederacies and unions formed. Men will rule other men and demand much of them. The lives of those who refuse to unite with these unions will be in peril. Everything is being prepared for the last great work to be done by the one mighty to save and mighty to destroy. Some who have had great light have had an almost uncontrollable desire to bind all our medical institutions under the supervision of one power. I am instructed to say that this desire is prompted by the same spirit that in the world manifests itself in the efforts of the unions to become a controlling power. The work that God has given his people to do is to bind up the testimony and to seal the law among his disciples. In all our sanitariums, there is much, very much, that needs to be reformed. Justice, mercy, and the love of God are to prevail. The work in our sanitariums has been carried on more or less according to circumstances. Let none say, you must bind yourselves by specified agreements to do thus and so, or else you cannot be endorsed by us. The signing of such agreements must cease. The day for work of this kind is past. It has already wrought much mischief. The Lord is our guide and our ruler. Let us bind ourselves up with him. God does not desire men to be under binding agreements, for he is to move in his own way. Every yoke is now to be broken. The truth as it is in Jesus is of sufficient binding force to hold every mind, control every impulse, and direct every movement. Those whom God would control if they would submit to him, who do not choose to walk humbly with him, are not to make terms for others. Let every man look to God, not to men. The Lord God of heaven rules. These words I have been instructed to write out plainly. The conditions of things before the flood has been presented to me. The same binding up in unions that exist today existed in Noah's day. But never before have such transactions taken place as are now carried on in the selection of officers to govern the people. Those who occupy the highest positions in government reveal how little confidence God can place in their rulership. This is a wonderful age in which we are living. God is beholding the deplorable state of society. He requires those who believe his gospel to come out from the world. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Human kingly power among God's people in any branch of his cause is represented by the documents prepared for men to sign, is not ordained of God. Let those who believe the Bible study the principles that are to govern them in dealing with human minds. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. The selfishness that exalts one man to rule the minds of his fellow men is not inspired of God, for the Lord works in and through those who will be worked by him, and who in every line of Christian service will act in accordance with divine enlightenment. God is the author of all that is good. He blesses the children of men with prosperity and gives abundantly to them by causing the earth to yield her treasures. But what does he behold among the few educated and trained men of talent? Not many are working after the divine order. Yielding to temptation, they rule the markets and control the merchandise in accordance with Satan's principles. They have the money which belongs to the people, the money which would give them a fair chance. God's poor are left to suffer and perish, while man's cupidity grasps every advantage.